We are up to Mishnah Vav in Perek Vav, Perkei Avos, which is actually going through really the middle of a Mishnah, but it's called Mishnah Vav, which discusses the 48 steps in which a person is to acquire Torah. She said that when a person goes through the days of Sfira, it's customary that some people learn this mission and try to master one of these qualities on each day. Mishnah Vav tells us, Hamakir es mimkomo, a person who recognizes his place and doesn't overstep his boundaries. Masamech b'chelko, a person who's happy with his portion in life. Vosis siyag l'dvarov, a person who makes fences for all his matters, not just following the fences that the Chachamim make, but knowing oneself to also make your own personal fences so you don't stumble and fall. Deinu machzek toivel atzma, you don't take credit for yourself. Ahuv, you're someone who's beloved. Oyves amakom, loving Hashem. Oyves abrios, loving people. Oyves asasdakos, loving righteousness. Oyves hatochachos, also loving rebuke. When a person hears rebuke, instead of pushing it away, that they embrace it because it's an opportunity for them to improve. Oyves hamisharim, loving those individuals who are on the straight and narrow, to connect yourself to such people. Misrachik min hakavod, distancing yourself from honor. Vomegis libo b'talmido, even if a person who has a lot of knowledge, you should not allow that to make you arrogant and haughty. Veinum sameach b'hora, and when you are asked to give a psak halacha, and even though it was very difficult, you came up with the correct answer, you shouldn't rejoice over it. Noisei b'ol im chavero, if you see that your friend has a burden, you should assist him in that matter. Machril kav schus, and always look favorably upon all men. Mamido al emes, to have them stand these other people toward truth. Mamido al shalom, guide them toward peace. Misyashiv liba b'talmido, that you should sit and dwell in your learning. Shalom eshiv, to be able to ask and answer questions. Shamea moisif, to be a good listener and also know how to add on to that which was recited. Haloimid al manas lamed, learning not just for the sake of learning, but hopefully to be able to teach the next generation. Vamaloimid al manas lasos, and teaching for the sake of doing. Hamachim es rabo, and making your teachers smarter by asking questions. Machavinus shmuaso, and really having proper concentration in that what they're saying. And then finally, va'omer davar b'shem omro, saying whatever Torah you have in the name of the person you heard it from. Ha'olamadaton, we learn, shekol ha'omer davar b'shem omro, anyone who quotes the person that the Torah originated from, mevi ge'ul olam, that will bring redemption to the world. How do we see that? So the Mishnah concludes with the following pasuk, shnemar b'tamer Esther la'melech b'shem Mordechai, that Esther reported the evil report of what Bigson and Seresh wished to do, to poison, to kill the king. She didn't just take the credit, she took the credit in the name of Mordechai, and because Mordechai was the one that eventually Achashverosh remembered, was the one that saved his life, that's what was part of the process of the ultimate redemption for them at that point, and Amir Tashem for us now.